Hey all you space cats, welcome to the Black Hole Podcast, Season 7, Episode 16. I'm your host, Mitch Miller, presidential hopeful, and the most neutral candidate, also probably the most transparent candidate running for President of the United States of America. That's right, I'm the guy asking you to do your civic duty by voting more often, right? You might have to become a little bit more involved in the political process through the proposed platform where the government is held accountable to the people. And look, technically, we're supposed to be doing a lot more citizen review of the government. I've explained this in the previous season about how the Constitution ensures the right to trial by jury. It states it three times in the Constitution and in the Bill of Rights. We did away with this after the Civil War. We allowed the states to have bench trials and all kinds of stuff. And we got away from what the Founding Fathers wanted, which was citizen review of the government. You're supposed to be called in on a jury to see what the government's arresting people for and writing citations for. Now, technically, if we would have stayed true to the Constitution, number one, we wouldn't have an out-of-control legal system, but we would probably have to sit on to arrest the amount of people we arrest or write citations for per year in the United States, the average American would probably have to sit on three juries a year. That's for a trial for every citation over $20. So here's my rationale for this. Let's say there's 240 million people in the United States that are realistically adults of age and in the general population in a way where they could receive a citation or be arrested. 240 million people, that's 20 million juries. Assuming there's 60 million violations per year in the United States, that's three juries per year. And these numbers, I'm not just pulling them out of air. I looked into it. There's 41 million traffic violations per year. That's just traffic violations. So I'm assuming that we arrest over 20 million people a year for non-traffic citations in the United States nationwide. So not only does this mean that we are you figure jury trial is a week, right? Sometimes it's a day, sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's a month. So you're supposed to spend 3 weeks a year. If you want to arrest this amount of people in the United States, your civic duty is to take 3 weeks out of the year and be involved in what the government is doing, or at least 3 days. All I'm asking is that you log into a platform and vote on a couple topics every month or two, right? This is not the way this country was supposed to function, is that you just show up one day a year for an hour, wait in line for an hour and vote on a bunch of corrupt politicians to steer our future. And there's plenty of us out there that want to be engaged and do our civic duty. So I hope you'll consider doing your civic duty. I'm not asking for 3 weeks. I'm not even asking for 3 days. We're going to make it convenient, easy. And so, you know, that's what I'm asking. So not only should you be more involved in the government, but there should be this means that there should be thousands or tens of thousands more judges in the judiciary. These are the educated, morally neutral, good paying jobs in the judiciary, so that we could have steered ourselves away from this insane prison industrial complex. But we didn't hire the judges. We streamline it. We're using technology to streamline it even more. And this is, I've tried to reach out to the government and explain this, but instead we're just hiring more police and we're lowering the education requirements for police, right? So instead of a intelligent, morally neutral judiciary, we have a less intelligent with many less intelligent positions as per the Constitution. And it's a dangerous situation. So I said before, I'm going to take on big pharmaceutical. And look, herbal supplements is a gray area in this country. It's not regulated. It's untested. And I believe that's because Big Pharma doesn't want you to find an herbal alternative to their chemical drugs, right? As president, I'm going to do everything in my power to create a database, a nationwide database designed for people taking herbal supplements to report whether the supplement was effective, to just to compile data. Here's some side effects. Here's what happened when I took this for a year, for 6 months. And this may be a potential for artificial intelligence, a potential way to use that. I'm not going to weigh in on that either way. But if we build the database, we can get to the figure out what herbal naturally occurring plants can help humans. And this is something that's important. I said that these corporate communists, they play on our insecurities. This would let us compile data on herbs that help with baldness or weight loss. It could be applied to cosmetics as well if there's allergic reactions to certain cosmetics. So that's one of the things I want to do, is try to build a database to kind of counteract this separation from nature-based remedies to things, and kind of end this gray area by using the power of the government. So another thing, I'm not big on taxes to deter behavior. Okay, I'm not big on it. I'm open to it in certain regards, but I'm in general skeptical of that type of situation. So, for example, they raised taxes on tobacco while I was in, you know, from the time I was in high school till after college, they raised taxes on tobacco hugely. I think that we have the technology now to take tax money and make sure it goes to the source of the problem, right? So we should have took all that extra tax money raised from tobacco and used it for people who couldn't pay their medical bills, that had cancer, that smoked all their lives, lung cancer, throat cancer, whatever, right? But instead, I think it just went into a general fund. We have the technology, so if you're going to raise taxes to deter things like that, let's put it towards the situation that is it's causing, not just put it into paying for golden toilets at the White House, right? So there's talk of legalizing marijuana in the United States. And I'm just going to say this, because people say, you know, we legalize things and it's safer, right? And I do believe in essence that this is sound logic, But we have to put in the safeguards to make sure that it's rolled out in that way. So, I mean, just for example, look what Big Tobacco did. They put hundreds of chemicals into their cigarettes, right? This could have been regulated 100 years ago so that we just had nicotine. And now it is coming out. There's for people who use mouth chew, who chew tobacco, there's a pure nicotine salt. It's a nicotine-derived salt that has very few chemicals in it. And again, we don't have the testing to know what kinds of cancer it's going to cause or if it reduces that, but it doesn't have all the chemicals of just raw tobacco leaf and whatever else they added into it. So what I'm going to do as president is create a special commission on nicotine and marijuana. That might be nicotine and THC, but I want to be very clear that it's going to be nicotine and not tobacco. I believe the reason we have issues, some of the reasons we might have issues with guns in this country in the United States is that the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, it's linked to recreational drugs, alcohol and tobacco, right? The guns, the firearms are linked in under the same agency for regulation as alcohol and tobacco. It's time to separate tobacco from this agency and have at least a commission for nicotine and marijuana. Then we can develop tests for those pure nicotine salts, right? Those people who chew pure nicotine salts. We'll make a little eyedropper test, and you can test one of your pouches out, right, and get this out into the public. Hey, I want to make sure that they're coming from a valid source. I know I bought it from my local gas station, but I'm going to do this little test and do my part to make sure that we're checking up on these companies that sell us chemicals. I've noticed in my time around that there's potential for people to spray chemicals on marijuana buds to make them smell nice, to make them more potent, right? There could be sprays developed to spray on that. That's why I think we should develop tests for marijuana that would be like a piece of paper that you could rub on the outside of the buds to check for chemicals. These are two tests we can develop and kind of deploy through this commission and work out from there. This could be expanded to check herbs in your herbal supplement pills. There's like I said, it's a gray area. It's a wild west situation. It says that there's ashwagandha in the pills, but there might not actually be any ashwagandha in that pill whatsoever because there's no regulation on it. So another addictive activity while we're talking about this stuff is gambling. Gambling is addictive, yet legal. Now, I'm skeptical about online gambling, making it super easy for people to gamble right on a phone that they keep in their pocket. As president, because right now the way the gambling works is there's different gaming commissions for each state or each city or whatever. As president, I'm going to do a nationwide requirement on online gambling. Their online gambling companies are going to have to post the percentages on at least the slot games. And they have to align with the percentages in a physical casino. So if a slot game pays out 40% of the money it takes in and 60% goes to the house, that has to be clearly posted and pop up every time they enter into the game. Right now, casinos keep secret what their slot machines in the physical casino pay out. I understand that, but we can have our gaming commissions cross-reference these things and make sure that it's clearly posted what a slot game pays out on your little phone or computer or whatever you're online gambling on. I want to close out by talking about wireless waves and how they might interfere with brain waves. I don't know what you're thinking, but I keep saying the FCC didn't do the tests. And you might have found some tests. I found some rat and mice studies. I think the FCC did do some tests. I think they grew human cells in a petri dish and put a radio or a wireless transmitter next to them. And after a year or 2 years or 5 years, when those cells didn't mutate in any way, they said, this is fine for human cells, human beings. Now, the psychology industry is focused on chemical imbalances in the brain, right? And this is my belief is because Big Pharma has a chemical solution for those chemical imbalances in the brain. But are the FCC or the psychology community, if you call it that, looking into the electrical signals that run through our brains, right? Couldn't it be possible that these electrical signals, when our heads are inundated and just blasted with tons of wireless waves, that those waves coming across our brains could interfere with the electrical signals, and those misfiring electrical signals are telling certain things in the brain to release different chemicals at a rate that is different than the average person, right? Couldn't that be the root cause of the chemical imbalance, is the actual electrical signals, the neurons firing electrical signals and them misfiring somewhat because of all this wireless intensity waves coming through our brains? It's something to think about, right? Is the FCC doing testing on this? I can design some tests. I'd love to design some tests to look into this. But I don't think the FCC is going to do it because there's too much money. They make money off leasing these waves, regulating these waves. And a lot of people enjoy pulling up sports scores and gambling on phones connected to these wireless waves. And yeah, there's some usefulness to it, but as I've explained, we can have every modern convenience without having to connect constantly to a network of wireless waves completely covering our entire nation. Until next time, I wish you peace, prosperity, and homeostasis.